than that. But if we do have the abundance of God, the grace of God, the power of God, the joy of God, the peace of God, oh, and the virtue of God, oh, will abide in us. So it's so important we have to pursue the abundance of God. Oh, let's see one of the verse, Deuteronomy chapter 2. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 7. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 7. For the Lord your God has placed you in all the work of your hand. He knows your trudging through this great wilderness. These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing. You see, the last sentence is so important. You have lacked nothing. You know, in the process of growing up, in the initial stage, your parents provide all your needs. The clothes you wear, the food you eat, or your tuition, your expense. But gradually, you are going to take care of yourself. You are going to be independent from your parents. When you start to be independent, after you go through high school and college, you are going to see life is a pressure. Life is a burden. So many people have been working so hard in order to maintain the basic life needs. And then the Bible promised and also experienced by the Israelite, you have lacked nothing, which means whatever you need, God will provide. It's so wonderful. When you graduate from school, you need a job, God will provide. When you are weak, you need power, God will provide. When you are emptiness in your heart, God will fulfill your heart. God will provide. You shall lack nothing. How wonderful this kind of life will be. In other words, you have no worry. You have no worry not because you have a lot. You have no worry because God abides in you. And God abides whatever you need. So how wonderful it will be. So the secret to live a very wonderful Christian life is seeking the abundance of God. If you have abundance of God, you shall lack nothing. How wonderful it will be. So the goal of our spiritual pursuit, one of the goals is to pursue the abundance of God. The 40 years in the journey of wilderness, you know, in the journey of wilderness, they did not plant, they did not harvest. They have no harvest. But in that 40 years, God provided manna to them. There was no water, but God provided water for them. In that 40 years, even their clothes were not worn out for 40 years. Their shoes, they wear the shoes for 40 years. Why? Because God abides in them. So they lack nothing. Now, how can we pursue the abundance of God? There are two main points. The first point, the last verse of the book of Matthew. Let's turn to the last verse of the book of Matthew. The last verse of the book of Matthew. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. God commanded his apostle, the one chosen by him, the one who had been commissioned, to teach the disciple to observe all things that Jesus Christ has commanded them. So all things Jesus Christ had commanded them nowadays is the teaching of the Bible. So the reason you are coming here to learn the teaching of the Bible is not only to learn some knowledge. The teaching of the Bible is the words of God. And the words of God is life, is spirit. So if we understand the words of God, and we also practice the words of God. And then Jesus Christ, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So after we learn the teaching of the Bible, you just try your best to do whatever you learn from the Bible. Right? Bible asks us to keep the Sabbath, then we keep the Sabbath. Bible asks us to live a holy life, then we live a holy life. And Bible asks us, don't hate other people, we have to forgive. Then we live a life of forgiving. All right? Bible teaches us to be close to God, then we live a life being close to God. You just live whatever the teaching of the Bible tell us. Then you are going to gradually experience God is abiding us. So this is the first way, how can we pursue the abidance of God? So faith cannot be separated from life. A faith being separated from life is a faith without life. So if you know a lot of things, but you live different from what you know in the teaching of the Bible, then your faith is almost dead. You cannot experience anything. Only gradually you turn your life back into the teaching of the Bible, and gradually you are going to see God return to you. And then your faith has life. You are going to have new experience about God. And your faith can be revived. So this is the first way we can pursue the abidance of God. Learn the teaching of the Bible and observe it. And God will abide in us. The second way we can pursue the abidance of God from Holy Spirit. We know Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. And God is Spirit. So Holy Spirit is actually God Himself. So when we are filled by the Holy Spirit, we are filled by God Himself. If we are filled by God Himself, what does that mean? That means God abides in us. So simple. Especially the member in TJC, how can you have the abidance of God? Very simple. You just continue to pray for Holy Spirit. After you receive the Holy Spirit, you just continue to pray until you are filled by the Holy Spirit. Then God abides in you. Then you are going to lack nothing. So when you read the book of Acts, you can see one of the terms repeated there. It means the member was filled by the Holy Spirit. And also in the book of Acts, you can see God's blessing is so much among the life of the member in Apostolic Church. There are wonderful, mighty miracle happened, right? And God blessed them in every aspect. Why? Because God abides in them. So this is a very important moment we pursue the abidance of God. Through observing His teaching, through being filled by His Spirit. One of the very common questions we always ask is, how long should I pray? What is the answer? How long should I pray? 15 minutes? 30 minutes? 1 hour? How long should I pray? Who can give an answer? How long should I pray? What is the biblical answer? How long should I pray? 30 minutes? No? 2 hours? Okay, 2 hours. Any other answer? Your answer is right, right? You go through the whole Bible, you can never find the answer, pray 15 minutes or 30 minutes or 1 hour, right? But Bible gives us a goal. What is the goal? Being filled by the Holy Spirit. This is the goal. So how long should we pray? We should pray until we are filled by the Holy Spirit. Of course, we have a physical limit, right? Our strength is not strong enough to pray very long. So that is the reason we cut down our prayer to 30 minutes or 15 minutes. But we have to continue to pray until we are filled by the Holy Spirit. So in this SSC, how long should I pray? You just set a goal. I want to pray until I'm filled by the Holy Spirit. You just set the goal. So if you feel that you are not filled by the Holy Spirit yet, then you can pray longer. In the morning prayer, right? There's a first bell ring. There's a second bell ring. How do you judge whether I should stop in the first bell ring or second bell ring? You just judge whether I'm filled by the Holy Spirit yet. If I'm not filled by the Holy Spirit, I want to be filled by the Holy Spirit, then you need to pray longer. Now, in the lunchtime, now, and after the class finished, there was another section of prayer. And how long should I pray? You just think about yourself. Am I filled by the Holy Spirit? If not, it's just pray longer until you are filled by the Holy Spirit. So this is the way we pursue the fullness of Holy Spirit. Spend more time, pray until you are filled by the Holy Spirit. And what is the benefit that we are filled by the Holy Spirit? Ephesians chapter 4. Chapter 5, verse 18. Do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Here the Bible put the wine and the Holy Spirit together. And the Bible said, do not be drunk with wine. Why? Because wine will lead us into debauchery, into dissipation. You know, some of you may have the experience of drinking wine, right? After you drink one cup, what happened? If you have joined the traffic school, right, traffic violation, one of the alternatives to pay the fine is join the traffic school. They will show you the movie. When you drink one cup of the wine, you see the central line, the dividing line, a little bit waving. When you drink second cup, you are going to see the double yellow line, just like a snake rolling, right, crawling. After you drink the third cup, then what? The whole world, it seems moving. Right? After SSC, you're going to go to the airport, some of you, right? If the brother already get drunk, say, I drive you to the airport. How do you feel? Are you going to take the ride? I'm get drunk, I drive you to the airport. Before you reach the airport, maybe you already reach heaven. Right? So getting drunk is very dangerous. It's very dangerous. So do not get drunk. Then what can you do? How come a lot of people, just like this winter, this is a holiday season, how come a lot of people getting drunk? Do you know why? One day I asked J1 students, I try to use the opportunity to try to teach them what is the purpose of life. I ask them, what is the purpose of life? Without thinking, within 5 seconds, one people raise their hand. The purpose of life is to have fun. J1 student, without thinking, they can answer the answer. The purpose of life is to have fun. Is that right? As long as there is fun, that's fine. There's no fun. That's not fine, right? For most of the people in the world, how can they have fun? You watch TV, a lot of rerun, right? Have no fun. Then what? You start to drink. You drink one cup, it's good. But it's not. After you drink one cup, later on you feel have not enough fun. Then you have 2 cups. The more you drink, the more you get addicted, and then later on you get drunk. When you get drunk, oh, a lot of bad things is going to happen. Oh. So the Bible tells us do not get drunk. Oh, the best way is do not drink. Oh. Then, so you are trying to have fun through the drinking. But drinking can never resolve your problem. Now, what can you do? That there's another alternative. Be filled by the Holy Spirit. Oh, you know, when your heart is empty, that will be the most dangerous moment. Does anyone have the experience of fishing? Fishing. Hey, okay. Do you know sometimes the fish are very hungry, right? It's very easy to catch the fish. Even you just put the hook inside the water, the fish will bite. And you can catch, right, without bait there. Oh. But if the fish is not hungry, you sit there the whole day long, you cannot even catch one fish. Oh. Satan is just a fisherman, not man, fish or Satan. Satan tried to catch the youth who are hungry. When you're hungry, your heart's empty. Satan can catch you with every different kind of things. And a lot of things have fun actually related to sin. So when you are hungry, your heart feels empty. That's the most dangerous moment in your life, spiritually speaking. Because it's so easy you fall into temptation. It's so easy you sin. So one of the benefits of being filled by the Holy Spirit is you will never seek after wine anymore. When we say wine, it's not only alcohol. When we say wine, it's something referred to the entertainment in the world or the fun in the world. If you have to heavily rely on rock and roll music, heavily rely on entertainment, keep on stimulating yourself with some kind of games, TV games, or even gambling, then you are gradually fall into the wrong direction, fall into the temptation of God. So what can you do? One of the ways is to be filled by the Holy Spirit. So one of the father mentioned in one of the family service, he said that after my son come back, well, I find out the time he spent online become longer and longer. The first day come back from SSC, the son only checked the email. And after email, reply the email, then turn off the internet, right? But after 1 week, maybe spend double time. After 1 month, maybe spend triple time. And the father have a conclusion. Anytime the son pray longer, the time spent serving the internet become shorter. So after the father have this kind of conclusion, every day he just try to lead the family to have a family prayer and hope everyone in the family can be filled by the Holy Spirit. Once you are filled by the Holy Spirit, you are full already. You will never seek for the fulfillment from the world. Just like you go to the all you can eat, right? A restaurant, all you can eat. How many dish can you eat? How many serve? How many serve can you have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? Oh. Somebody told me that one of member went to the soup plantation. He was able to drink 8 cup of soups. Can you break the record? So after you eat so many dishes, right? Your stomach already full. And you come back home, your mother say, "Oh, there's a very delicious cake. Can you eat that?" You're already full, right? You have no room for any delicious food anymore, right? So when your heart is filled with the Holy Spirit, what does that mean? You have no room for the world already. So Satan cannot tempt you. Why? Because you are already full. Your heart is full. How can Satan tempt you? No. So the best way to resist the temptation of Satan is what? been filled by the Holy Spirit. Oh, that is the best way. When your heart is empty, it's so easy being tempted and sin. So in the spiritual convocation, that's a very important way. We have to pray until we are filled by the Holy Spirit. And also, when you are filled by the Holy Spirit, you are filled with the divine nature of God, because Spirit of God dwells in your heart. So some people just asking a question, is it fine to go to Las Vegas? Right. Of course, if you try to look at Las Vegas, what kind of Las Vegas looks like? Is it looks like the city of Sodom? That'd be fine. But if you have to go to Las Vegas so your heart can be fulfilled, then that is an indication your spirituality has a problem. No. When you are filled by the Holy Spirit, you go to Las Vegas, you already lose interest about the show. You already lose the interest about the gamble. Why? Because the divine nature already filled upon your heart. When you are filled with the divine nature, you have no feeling. You are not going to like the worldly stuff. No. So when you are filled by the Holy Spirit, you sit before the television, look at that kind of program. No. You already lose the taste of that kind of program. You don't like it, not because you want it. And you should not have it. But you are not going to like it because you are filled by the divine nature through the fullness of Holy Spirit. So it's very difficult to imagine if a person being filled by the Holy Spirit still like to listen the music, rock music. Why? Because the nature of the rock music is different from the nature of Holy Spirit. When a person filled by the Holy Spirit, you can tell. Why? Because the person are very quiet. Very quiet, not because the person don't like to talk. Very quiet because very stable. Not easy to get irritated. Because God abides in the person. And rock and roll, that kind of music, just stimulate your feeling. So the person become what? Jumping up and down. You can see, the person cannot quiet down. One day I drive down to the San Diego. I saw a car, it's a convertible. Four or five of the youths jumping there, almost jump out of the car. Why? Because they are listening to rock and roll. When you are filled by the Holy Spirit, you listen to that kind of music, you feel very painful. Because the spirit in your heart is a spirit of quietness, tranquility, peace. It's different from the rock music. So when you are filled by the Holy Spirit, you will be transformed. And the world cannot tempt you. Why? Because you are already fulfilled by God Himself. You have the abundance of God. So you already lose the taste of the world. So how wonderful it will be. So we are going to pursue the fullness of Holy Spirit. How can we pursue it? Very simple. The first one. First one, open your heart, dump out everything that your heart be empty. If your heart will fill with the worldly stuff, the Holy Spirit cannot fulfill your heart because you're already full. So try to empty your heart. Empty your heart. Right? Everything in the world, just dump it out. The second, cleanse up your heart. When your heart is dirty, the spirit of holiness cannot fill upon your heart. So how can you cleanse up your heart? Repentance is the key. And ask God, forgive me. In front of God, everything is transparent. Nothing you can hide about it. So in front of God, the only one way to deal with sin is to repent. You cannot hide it. If you try to hide it, you don't want to repent. You just cannot be filled by the Holy Spirit. So the best way is God. Tell God frankly, what kind of bad website I visited, what kind of bad music I have listened, and confront yourself before God and ask God for forgiveness. After you empty yourself and cleanse up your heart, concentrate your mind and pray, and then it's very easy. You can be filled by the Holy Spirit. So let's come forth and pray.